Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before I met you, I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay.
And welcome to the Billboard Sharpie Podcast. Gary Trust here in Billboard's New York offices with ABC Radio's Manager of Entertainment Programming. We liked her so much the first time she's back, Andrea Dresdale. Welcome, Andrea.
Thanks for having me again.
So last time you were here, it was a few months ago. It was the beginning of the summer. And we took some chances. We guessed what the biggest hits of the summer might be. And you even said specifically right at the end, after we talked for about 15, 20 minutes on what they might be, you were very smart. You said, I don't want to be held to these in case we're totally wrong. So you put in that disclaimer.
And that's good because, you know, for me personally, I missed it by that much.
Yeah, I wasn't that smart. I put it out there. So we will look back at how well we did or didn't do. We'll look at really all the biggest songs of the summer, some songs that maybe should have been bigger, hindsight, or at least that we think
songs,
that deserve.
Songs we never thought would be as big as they ended up being.
Yeah, right. mentioned some of our favorites of the summer personally, and we'll go into a fall preview because let's see if we can get it right this time. Maybe if we didn't pick the song of the summer, maybe we can pick the song of the fall. I don't know. I'm not that confident.
I always say there's always next year. I don't know.
We'll just keep trying till we get it right. But how was your summer, Andrea?
It was fleeting. It seemed to go by very quickly. And either I was, you know, working like crazy, or I did have a vacation that was somewhat lengthy, but as soon as you come back from that, you know, it kind of dissolves into the ether and it's like you never went away.
It's good for like 2 days.
Yeah, pretty much. And we'll always have the photos, you know. But but no, it just seemed to be, you know, pretty busy. Like periods of a lot of things. At ABC, we do a lot of produced music specials. So between the one I did for Memorial Day and the ones I did for Labor Day, took a lot of time.
Right. And remind everyone, you mentioned it last time, but the work you do at ABC, where, what platforms it goes on and all that.
Okay, so I work for ABC Radio, which we have 1,500 affiliate stations nationwide, and we have a bunch more online. We have a weekly reach of somewhere around 62 million listeners, in addition to our things going out to our affiliates on the radio. We also have a business deal with Slacker Radio, the internet streaming company, and we provide them with news and entertainment and all kinds of things like that in a spoken word channel. And we also have a digital news verticals that we do music news for, also hard news, and which is kind of like our bread and butter, and a variety of other outlets we provide information to. ABCnews.com sometimes takes our things, and
okay.
Our correspondents sometimes go on ABC TV to comment. So it's sort of like a big synergistic love fest, you know?
The official term.
Right.
And I know you're fun to follow on Twitter because you're always talking to so many different musicians and you interview a lot of people. So I wanted to ask you, you squeezed in that little vacation. But other than that, it looks like you've been talking to a lot of artists. this summer, as usual.
Yeah, I mean, one of the cool things about my job is that I can speak to artists in a variety of different formats, especially if it's something like the MTV Video Music Awards, which I recently did on the red carpet, when I just think of all the people that I talked to just during that time, you know, everybody from Ty Dolla $ign to Tove Lo to Zara Larsson, Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas, G-Eazy, Lance Bass, Nathan Sykes, Chainsmokers, and it's a really great opportunity to kind of catch up with people and see what they've been doing, especially, for example, like the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
The last time we talked to them, they were not number one on the chart, and when I did, that day they were. And I think that they said that it was more important for them to be number one on Billboard than it was to actually be nominated for a VMA, because it was a big deal for them, and it showed just how well their music was kind of capturing people's imaginations.
Yeah, just right. Just a couple months later, we've gone from Don't Let Me Down was looking like it was going to be one of the biggest hits of the summer to the way Closer has just exploded. I'm not sure anyone really could have seen that coming.
No, not at all. It was very unlikely. I mean, we all know Halsey is big. She sold out Madison Square Garden, but putting those two together and then Daya herself has been doing so well. I mean, not only with Don't Let Me Down and then her recent single. And I'm looking forward to that album.
Right.
Because I think she's a very talented girl. And she's very, you know, unique in terms of her voice.
And in talking to the Chainsmokers, what are they like?
Oh, they're just really nice guys that are just sort of blown away by the fact that what they're doing is actually reaching a mass audience. Because a couple of years ago, you might remember, they had that kind of novelty hit, Selfie.
Right.
But then when they kind of came back with this string of hits that they had, you know, Roses and Don't Let Me Down and now Closer, it's just they're sort of crossing over to become pop stars, even though they don't really feel like they're pop stars. But, you know, when you get nominated for a Teen Choice Award, you're a pop star.
Yeah, and a lot of EDM artists too. They sort of come from this mindset where they're just maybe in their bedroom and just making these sounds on their laptop, and suddenly the whole world is noticing. That probably is something that a lot of those type of artists never did expect.
Well, I also think that maybe a couple of years ago, their sound was not as normal, as popular as it is now.
Right.
Just it almost seems like what they're doing now is mainstream when you listen to everything else on the radio. So the surprise, you know, it doesn't really surprise me, but I think what they've been very smart in terms of hooking up with different vocalists, and so it doesn't always sound like the same group.
Right.
And also on Closer, then you've got the guy from the Chainsmokers actually singing with Halsey, which is sort of a big step for them.
Right. And I always say that Blink-182 should get some featured mention somewhere, because they're in the lyrics. They're at number one on the 100.
Well, that's the thing that inspired. I mean, when I actually interviewed them, they said that they had been listening to Blink-182 and Dashboard Confessional like all the night before, and that's what inspired the record. So,
and even same thing with Don't Let Me Down. On the podcast a couple weeks ago, we had Hit Songs Deconstructed. And they were saying part of the reason that song was so big was because of those alternative sounding guitars. That as much as they're EDM, they're pop. There are a lot of different sounds going on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're nice guys too.
Oh, very nice, very sweet.
Who else did you really like interviewing?
Well, I'm a big fan of James Bay, so it was really great to talk to him when he played our Good Morning America concert series in the park. And I tell you, it was raining, and people had been stood online for, you know, till 3 a.m, 4 a.m, just to get in, and he really appreciated that. And you know, we talked about how Let It Go continued 2 years after it comes out, it finally becomes a pop hit. And he said that, surprisingly, he's not tired of it. And it still has a lot of meaning for him. So that's great. He's a great guy. Just recently, Jason Derulo closed our ABC Summer Concert Series, and I had a chance to catch up with him. He just recently put out his Platinum Hits album, and I mentioned that he seemed a bit young to be putting out a greatest hits record. He said he didn't really mean to. He just wanted to put all the songs that everybody likes on one record, and then he realized it was the greatest hits.
Hey, I've got a greatest. I have greatest hits.
That's right, exactly. So that was fun. And then, you know, I spoke with Florida Georgia Line about their new album. Kelsey Ballerini, I always love talking to her. She's a delight.
Yeah.
Talked to Brad Paisley. Who else? Colby Calais, Gavin DeGraw, Magic for their new album. A new artist called Lolo, who I think is really great. Flo Rida, Raybill, who I really like his song 11 Blocks.
Yeah, that song's really starting to break. Pop. Mm-hmm. And adult.
Well, and then it's funny because many people know him because his song 10 Feet Tall was taken by Afrojack and turned into like this huge EDM hit.
Right.
That's how people first discovered him. But now he's coming out with who he really is, which is sort of like this sensitive singer-songwriter.
Right.
He's a very interesting guy, and I believe he's on tour with Andy Grammer and Gavin DeGraw now.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking for that song to do well. I think it's really good.
I think I saw you tweeted. You said you're just happy you know how to pronounce his name now.
That's right. I asked him what his, what the worst pronunciation of his name he ever heard was, and there was a lot of them.
It starts with a W.
Yeah, right? That's right.
The silent.
Rabel, yeah.
W. Mm-hmm. Rabel.
I think he said maybe Warble was the funniest deconstruction of his name. Yeah.
Florida Georgia Line. Are they just like in total party mood when you talk to them, or is that more just the image of their music, which has actually changed now on Holy?
Right. No, they're very serious about their music. Yeah, they like to have a good time, but they're very serious. And I think that they feel not like they have something to prove, but I really feel like they want people to understand how much they put into this new album, Dig Your Roots, and how special, for example, Holy is right. for them as right. a song. And I'm really happy to see that it's crossing over. It is a great song. It's one of those songs where as soon as you hear it, you sort of can't stop singing it.
Yeah.
And, of course they crossed over with Cruz, but this is a whole other side of them. You know, the whole concept is what made us who we are. And the Backstreet Boys was one of the guys, it was his first concert. It was one of the guys' first album.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they really have a connection with the Backstreet Boys.
Right.
They're really big fans. Just like with Nelly, when they got Nelly on Cruz, they grew up, quote unquote, listening to Nelly's music.
Yeah.
These are all the things. Ziggy Marley's on the album
right.
too. It's like all these things sort of, you know, mixed together made them. And I think they really wanted to show that on this record. And sure. I mean, one of the specials that I just did for Labor Day was about country's greatest duets, modern country's greatest duets. And there was an awful lot of country pop crossover there,
yes.
Which we even see in Kenny Chesney's new single with
yep.
Pink.
Elle King and Demi Lovato.
Sure.
And all the, Florida Georgia Line, Backstreet Boys, even just talking about the Chainsmokers. There are just so many instances where we keep coming back to, we always say blurred lines, but format lines just are so much less than what they used to be because everyone's grown up with iTunes and YouTube, and it's the borders are just not what they used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to find anybody now that only listens to one type of music. So.
Right.
And then the lead singer of Hot Shell Ray is now a solo country act.
Right.
He's on the same label as Florida Georgia Line, so it goes both ways.
That's a good segue, Andrea, into Billboard Songs of the Summer. So they're up on billboard.com. People can certainly see what they are. But I want to see how we did for Songs of the Summer predictions. When you were on here back at the beginning of the summer, I think we both pretty much thought that Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake, was going to be the number one song of the summer. It's number two behind Drake, One Dance, which we thought would do well. But I don't know if it was just us. I think some general consensus is, wow, One Dance wound up being number one. Timberlake two. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised when we made those predictions. It had not started, I don't think, its huge run at number one. And what wasn't it number one for every chart of the summer charts or something?
Yeah,
like
it's
that?
One of the few songs that swept the summer.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it was a combination of like those island sounds and maybe just the fact that Drake had been sort of building up to that moment. You know, he had Hotline Bling. He came so close. And then One Dance became his first number one hit with him as a lead artist, which is hard to believe considering how many chart entries this guy has had.
And that there was no proper video like there was for Hotline Bling, which has become such a famous video now. That also kind of plays into, I think that, not trying to make it, how could possibly Drake have been number one, but just trying to look at it with a song that didn't even have a proper video to be the number one song of the summer. That really says something about the strength of the song and obviously all the streaming records that Drake has been breaking since Views came out.
Yeah, but even before Views came out, you know, he had put two number one albums out the previous year, and I think he was just very top of mind for people. People wanted to hear more from him, or maybe people felt bad that Hotline Bling didn't go to number one, and they're like, the next one, we're going to make number one.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think people just would think that Hotline Bling was the bigger hit. It felt like it had that bigger pop culture buzz, but huge hit, One Dance, so we weren't too off. We were barely missed it. Mm-hmm. We had the top two.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't have, I guess, the right order.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
We actually didn't mention on the podcast Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers, which mm-hmm. was number three for the summer. And I think that was one that it was a little under my radar at the beginning of the summer. And I didn't realize how much lasting power that was going to have and really how big they were going to continue to be.
Yeah, I mean, because Daya was doing very well with her song, and then they had done well with Roses, and I guess I thought it was unusual that they came together, and I didn't realize, and I think it's one of those things where it was a song where, and this is funny, because even though I know who sings that song, every time it came on, I would think it was somebody else. So I think that maybe it just, it had that, it was that perfect sound. It was almost like the sound of 2016, in a way. The feel, the vocal, it was just very of the moment, and I guess... But it was two new artists, so I think maybe it was fresh in that way.
Right. Somehow we didn't mention it at all, so shame on us for this one. But I guess we didn't fully see Cheap Thrills by Sia coming to be such the hit it was going to be for the summer. It started very low on our Songs of the Summer chart, wound up at number 4. I will give credit to Joe Riccatelli of RCA Records, the VP GM of RCA, who did say, this was even before we talked earlier in the spring, that he thought it would be one of the biggest hits by the end of the summer. He had to say that because he's in promotion, but he truly believed it, and he was sure right about that one.
Yeah, I think that song was a little under my radar as well, but I remember... in the middle of the summer, I used the hashtag Summer of Sia because it just kind of seemed like this was, even though we thought her big breakthrough was maybe last year, it seemed like this was really the one. Her first number one record as a lead artist, right? So that was, it was surprising. But I mean, it's a great song. And it's just, you know, any song that you can shout along with is always going to be pretty, pretty good.
And, you know, if it had come out a little earlier, maybe that would have had time to really challenge for number one more for the summer. But we'll talk about Sia's new song when we do some hits that we think could be big for the fall. We'll do that in just a couple minutes. Another song that we really played up as a big hit, turned out to be a big hit, but it's kind of funny when you look back now for the people involved. Number 5 for the summer is Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna, This Is What You Came For. When you were on the podcast, I remember you saying, the lyrics might be about Taylor Swift. And now that's two Taylor Swift relationships ago at this point, post-Calvin and post-Hiddle Swift.
Come on, how many fake song titles about that breakup did we make up? But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. When you think about that and you're like, Calvin Harris wrote it and the song's about this. But now we realize it was Taylor Swift writing about herself.
Right. Interestingly. We didn't know that then, yeah.
Yeah. And that was, that was definitely a moment in the summer that I think that we'll remember when we remember 2016, that whole so-called scandal, which is sort of, I think Calvin Harris spoke out about it the other day to GQ. He said all hell broke loose.
Right.
And that's kind of what happened. But look at what it did to the song. I mean, it's, you know, I think it would have done well. But I think that the fact that everybody probably ran to their computer and started streaming that song to dissect the lyrics really gave it a boost, right? It must have done great in streaming.
It did very well. Yeah, it did well all around. And again, that's another song that just plays into the sound, the pop EDM sound that is just so of the moment right now in pop music.
And it also had Rihanna on it.
Right.
Who you can't, you know, everything is like all kind of woven together. Like Sia writes songs for Rihanna, and Rihanna's on this record, and she's got her own hits. And she ended up with a big one this summer as well that neither you and I had any concept of.
There's real 1% element going on as well. these same five people,
right?
We keep mentioning. So top, if you break down by genres, One Dance was the top R&B song of the summer. Chainsmokers' Don't Let Me Down was the top dance song. Panda was the top rap song. Ride was number one for rock, and Holy was top country. So we did fairly well, right? Picking some of these songs.
I'm kind of proud of picking Ride as being a huge pop hit.
Yeah.
Because when I heard that, obviously they had done so well with the other single, but when I heard Ride, I was like, yeah, this really could be massive, and it did end up in the top 10, so.
Yeah, we've said, too, this is the year that the two breakouts for the two duos, Chainsmokers and 21 Pilots, mm-hmm. It's kind of become their year mm-hmm. for both.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. Songs we missed. If we're gonna pat ourselves on the back, we should say that, or I will say, I really thought One Republic, Wherever I Go, was going to be a huge hit. It peaked at number 55 on the Hot 100. Didn't get to the top 10 on the Adult Pop Songs chart, which is kind of One Republic's home format. I stand by it. I thought that was a really good song. I still do.
I don't know. I think Kids is going to connect better. It's already doing pretty well. So I think maybe that's the one. We'll see.
Or it's the third single, because you mentioned last time they had this weird pattern where third singles do well for them.
Well, what's interesting about this album is on One Republic's previous albums, they didn't really have any features. But this one, they've got Peter Gabriel, they've got Sandy Gold, they've got Cassius on it. So that's really interesting, and we'll see how that all... I really want to hear the song with Peter Gabriel. I'm a big Peter Gabriel fan, and I really like One Republic, so I want to see what those people come up with.
One song for country that I thought would be bigger, and we asked a lot of country programmers at the beginning of the summer, Thomas Rhett Vacation. He's gotten to the top 20 at country, and he's had a bunch of number ones in a row. I'm thinking part of that is that if you really study the country charts, country songs can take months to become a hit. It's not even uncommon for a year journey sometimes for a song to become a big hit at country. So maybe it's difficult to try to release a song for country radio to be a specific country summer hit, because country is just on a really slow pace. It's very research driven. It just works a little differently.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that that song came out at the wrong time. It didn't have enough time to build, but maybe it's because he had this super hot streak, and then Vacation was the fourth or fifth single from that record. Maybe the gas ran out a little bit, or maybe there were just better records around to play that were more exciting. I don't know.
Or if you put out a summer song at country, you have to do it in the winter so it has time to build.
Did Cruise come out? I don't remember, but
that was actually a fall release. Went to number one at country in December, and then pop radio picked it up, and it was a summer 2013.
Yeah, well, Thomas Rhett, he's a great artist, but he makes me feel really old, because I remember covering his dad, Red Akins, back when he was an artist, and now he's a songwriter more than anything. But I was just, it's sort of the same thing with Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum.
Yeah,
when I was covering country, her mom, Linda Davis, was number one on the charts singing with Reba McEntire. So it's kind of weird.
All right. We'll end on a downer. We all feel old now about that.
Well, maybe we should edit that part out. I don't know. let's say something that proves that we're really young and hip. The Justin Bieber song. I mean, I was really surprised that some other outlets said that Cold Water was the song of the summer. And that was one of those things that had come out just so recently.
Right.
But it had blown up so big. And I think it's a combination of Justin Bieber super hot, Ed Sheeran co-wrote it.
Right.
And it sounds very much like an Ed Sheeran song. Sounds like Love Yourself very much. So that's the sound. And I could see why it was so big. But I really like Let Me Love You better.
Yeah, these two Bieber songs, I feel like they're both big fall hits. And again, it's just kind of what we were saying before. It mixes pop, it mixes EDM, it mixes one of those big pop names like Rihanna on some of the other songs. Bieber is another one of those artists that you put him on a hit, and at this point it's a pretty much automatic hit.
Well, another other songs that are moving up the charts that sort of have that EDM flavor, which is Starving by Hailee Steinfeld and Zedd.
Yeah.
That collaboration, he's of course done so well when he's teamed up with young female pop vocalists from the girl from Paramore to
Selena
Gomez, right. And now this one with Haley Steinfeld, but it's not like a full-on, full-out Four of the Four, whatever, EDM song, but right. It's got that flavor. Just like Kungs versus Cooking on Three Burners, This Girl, which is a great song, and it's funny, I was just talking to a colleague that we both really like the song, but we don't know anything about the artist at all.
Well, it could be following in the footsteps of Omi Cheerleader, these worldwide hits, going back to Gautier a few years ago. Some of these hits are starting worldwide, and it's not surprising that they're crossing over here because all you have to do is go online, and you can hear these songs. It's one big record store. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you are in the world.
Or the Flume record, you know, like that. I think This Girl will continue to get big. I think Starving has a good chance. I think Cool Girl by Tove Lo, it was a good return for her.
Yeah, people were just starting now.
I really loved her debut album, Queen of the Clouds. That was fantastic, and I think Cool Girl is promises more interesting, edgy things from her, and that's what we want from her, so that's cool.
All right, we'll officially do our fall preview here just before we close the book on summer. Favorite personal song of the summer, Andrea? What was your jam this summer?
It was actually Can't Stop the Feeling, because I never got tired of hearing it. And strangely, the song I'm going to say now has been around for a long time. But again, I'm still not tired of it. And it really got big over the summer, which is Brand New by Ben Rector.
Right.
I really love that song. And like I said, I'm never tired of it. And it came out quite some time ago, but it just really broke through. That album was his sixth, but it was his first top 10 record. Yeah. Now he's out on this big headlining tour. So, I really like that song as well.
A little bit like Sia, almost, in terms of this whole long career. If you look back, you might not realize. You might think he's a brand new artist. But right, he was a lot of singer-songwriter, really low-key kind of music he was putting out for 5 or 6 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my picks, if anyone cares, two songs I'll pick for my favorites for the summer. The Rua, Without You. It's a sibling trio from England. They came up and played at Billboard. The trivia with them is they were extras in the Harry Potter movies, which is one of the least interesting things, because if you listen to their music, I just think they're really talented, great pop hooks. Really,
I agree. That was a good song. And I actually was going to interview them, but for some reason I had to cancel it, so I didn't get a chance to meet them. But I think the song is still... It still has a chance.
Yeah, still bubbling under at adult radio. The other song that I really liked this summer was High Dive Heart, Misfit. It's actually interesting. It's a duo. Nellie Joy is the female member of the duo. She used to be in the Jane Deere Girls. They had a top 10 country album. And Jason Reeves is the male part of the duo. Colby Calais, co-writer on a lot of songs.
Yeah, I mean, their career has been interesting because they keep on putting out all these singles. You know, it seems like they have a new single every week. Vintage was the first one I heard from them, and I really liked it. And the video from Misfit was very impactful. If you haven't seen it, it shows a beautiful blonde girl holding up a series of signs telling her story, and you come to realize that it was actually a boy who identified as a girl, and her struggle to be accepted. And the lyrics of the song, of course, Misfit, really really come together for that. And also, High Dive Heart is going on tour this fall with Colby Calais.
Yes.
What a surprise. So.
Yeah, I've never seen them in concert. I'm actually excited to see them. So check those out if you like pure pop. Those are two songs that I really liked. Fall preview, Andrea. We've talked about some of these hits that we think will be big for the fall. We were talking about the Kungs versus Cooking on Three Burners. This Girl, I think the Bieber, both Bieber songs are going to continue to be big. I think Closer, Chainsmokers, even though that's already been out and been a summer hit, I think that's going to stick around to the point where it probably is a contender for the unofficial Song of the Fall.
Really? Well, I really like, this one is already in the chart, but I Hate You, I Love You by Nash featuring Olivia.
Yeah.
I really like that song, and it's been around kind of bubbling under, and I think that can do well. We mentioned Rabel's 11 Blocks earlier. I think that can do well. There's a song by a group called Joseph called White Flag, which I like. It's right now it's a AAA song, but I really like it. I don't know if it can cross over, but it's really good. The new Gavin DeGraw song, which is She Sets the City on Fire, super catchy.
It is catchy.
Doing really well, like right out of the box for him. So that's cool. That's a good song, I mean, for adult pop anyway. And you mentioned before Sia's new song, which is The Greatest, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the greatest.
Hit.
No, the title is the greatest, and the song is great.
It'll give us some good headlines if it goes to number one.
Right.
Yeah. No, it sounds like another hit. It has some similarities to Cheap Thrills. Maybe not quite as reggae, but hooks. There's hooks in that song.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that now that she has had Cheap Thrills, like, that blew it wide open for her. So now she's got the brand.
Right.
So I think that any song that she puts out after this is really going to do well. And also because Maddie Ziegler's back to be in the video. And I think that automatically is going to give her a lot of streaming and attention. And,
right. Mm-hmm. What one song maybe won't have enough momentum at this point, but it completely bears mentioning of songs that we think should have been bigger. Was The Sound by the 1975. I think pop radio might have missed one with that one.
I agree. I mean, as the first time I heard that song, I was like, wow. You know, it's just so great. And I was really surprised that it wasn't bigger. I mean, it might still have a chance. I don't know. Yeah, the new Lady Gaga single, I like it. I don't love it. I think it's a little underwritten. I think I would have liked to have heard more lyrics, maybe a bridge. It just seems awfully repetitive when it comes to the chorus. But I like the fact that it kind of has this rock edge. The guy from Queens of the Stone Age apparently played guitar on it, which is, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. What I really want to hear, though, is Lady Gaga's duet with Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. Apparently, they've recorded a duet, and Gaga recently said that she thinks that Florence Welch is one of the greatest vocalists in the world. So that sounds like it'd be pretty cool. But again, as far as Perfect Illusion, I like it, don't love it. Again, I wish there was more there. Ariana Grande with Nicki Minaj, you know, that is already a proven hit combination. They did Bang Bang together with Jessie J. I think Side to Side is a big potential hit because it's got that reggae groove that's so popular now. It's also Nicki and Ariana singing a very sexy song about sex. And the video is very, very provocative and sexy. And I think that this really could be one of the bigger singles from Dangerous Woman.
You know what I think will continue to build, and not just because it has Beyonce on there, but Coldplay, Him for the Weekend, feels like that's been doing the slow burn and isn't done yet.
Yeah, I mean, Up is, like, I think right now getting more airplay, which is a really good song.
That's kind of the rock single.
Yeah.
Whereas Him for the Weekend is the pop single.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's another one of these songs that, like, we've really been aware of. I think we all thought that they were going to play it at the Super Bowl, and they didn't. So now, with Beyonce being so hot, sure, absolutely. I was really surprised that Close by Nick Jonas and Tove Lo wasn't bigger, because I thought that was a terrific song.
Yeah.
But so now it's going to be interesting to see if Bacon...
Right.
Can do better, or as well as the stuff from his previous record. I'll be watching that. And Andy Grammer's Fresh Eyes, I think, is going to be really, really big at Adult Pomp and also AC.
Yeah, just because off to a good start.
Yeah, just because he had that thing like Sia where he got it blown wide open with Honey, I'm Good, and now it's just people want to hear more from him.
Right.
And it's a really good song. So,
And you also thought Hell No, Ingrid Michaelson, which did turn out to be a pretty good sized adult hit.
Yeah, I really thought it'd be bigger, though. You know, like, I thought it'd be crossing over to pop and everything, because it was just, it's so catchy and it's so relatable, but like female empowerment, but you know.
That's another theme for this year. Songs that just come out and say no. Meghan Trainor, Ingrid Michaelson. I'm sensing a message here from female artists. What else is coming out this fall? We don't know if there'll be another Adele single yet or what it'll be. I keep thinking that Water Under the Bridge would be the great next single.
I actually like the song that Ryan Tedder co-wrote on the record. I think it's called Remedy.
Remedy.
Yeah, really, that was one of my favorites from the record.
AAA Adult Alternative Radio has played that.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit, mm-hmm. Just as an album cut.
But Water Under the Bridge is a good one as well. We talked about whether or not Bruno Mars's album will really come out this year. I had mentioned that I read a recent interview with his bass player that said that the album was very groove-oriented and that it would come out, quote-unquote, sometime this year. Well, if it's going to come out this year, it's a very well-kept secret. And we were also talking about, will we hear something from Taylor this year? Because she sort of passed her schedule where every 2 years in August she would put out a new single, and then in October or November we'd get a new album. And there's been nothing so far, but, you know, she's been a little bit busy.
All right, we'll remember that she's still an artist beyond all the social
right
stuff that's been going on. Have you heard the new Sting song?
Yes. I'm really excited about the fact that he is going back to rock, and I was surprised to hear how long it really has been since he put out a rock pop album, because, you know, we had the Loop music, and we had the Christmas record, and we had the Last Ship Broadway musical, and I think for a while he had a writer's block. But that song is good, and I'm excited to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, it has a lot of elements of Police music too, and it's got a great hook. I think this is one of his best songs in years.
Well, I went to see him over the summer with Peter Gabriel, which was an amazing show. I really, really liked it, and he was dipping heavily into the Police catalog.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot. Almost all the Police hits you could possibly imagine, he performed. Not that he doesn't have his own solo hits, but, you know, when you think of the last time he had a really, really big pop smash, Desert Rose, I think, maybe could have been.
16 years ago at this point.
Yeah, so, but, you know, maybe he was in a rock mood because he was going back and playing those records. So, yeah, I'm interested. He said that he made this record, this new record that's coming out, which is inspired by the street he has to cross every day to get to his studio.
Right. 57th and 9th?
Yeah, 57th and 9th. I think that's what it is.
Is he based in New York?
I think he's based all over the world. I think he's got a house in every country. I don't know. But
stand at the corner and see if he comes by there in the morning.
But I think that he said that he put it together very, very quickly and sort of like spontaneously. So, you know, if it's going to be raw and unpolished, well, you know, that's great.
All right. Ellie Goulding has a new song as well that it's from a soundtrack, so she does well with soundtrack songs. Maybe that'll be something to watch for the summer. I feel like we've covered our bases for what could be the top songs for fall. I don't know. I'm gonna go with Chainsmokers Closer. I think it's just going to have so much staying power. That could be the song of the fall, or I could be completely wrong. Something could be the Gaga song that we'll hear, or something that drops totally by surprise, like Taylor. That's the way so many people are. It's another theme of 2016. You never know when a new song might just come out while we've been taping this. For all we know,
that's right. I mean, you know, Katy Perry might be dropping a brand new record
right
now. The second we don't even know, but you know, I think we've covered ourselves pretty well. Where we say we might be completely wrong about all these songs, right?
Could even be a holiday song. Might be a Christmas song that comes out and does really well early on.
You know, speaking of that, Michael Bublé has a new album coming out in October, and the first single is really interesting. Because it's got a rap verse on it.
Right.
It's got Black Thought from the Roots on it, and that's really a unique way for him to go, so we'll see how that does.
Everyone saw that coming.
Yeah.
We were talking about how genres don't matter anymore. That's maybe the best example, Michael Bublé and rap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what keeps this fun, right, mm-hmm. Andrea? You never know. You hear a Michael Bublé song coming out, and you don't know it's going to be rap, so there's always something to cover. Especially in what you do with interviewing artists.
Well, you know, that's true, because whatever they do, it certainly makes for a more interesting interview. It gives you something else to talk about, and I appreciate that. So artists keep on doing weird stuff, and, you know, you'll stay interesting.
All right, so follow Andrea on Twitter, because you're a fun follow, Andrea. What is your Twitter
handle? Just at Andrea Dresdale.
All right, and the interview series that you book guests for ABC, you do a lot of the interviews. Those are going to keep coming through the fall.
Yeah, it's called Live from the Couch, and it's a live video and music streaming interview thing where we talk to artists, and then they play some of their songs acoustically. And like I said, it's a live streaming thing. Some of them are later archived, and you can find them on abcnews.com. And that's been fun, because, you know what, I got offered a lot of artists that don't necessarily maybe work for what I do day to day, but they're really great for this show. So that's fun. And yeah, I don't do all the interviews; I do some of them, but it's been pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, we'll have you back on again soon. We'll get our latest semester report card for our song predictions.
Thanks very much for having me. It's always a great time.
Baby, I get a little bit jealous, but how the hell can I help it when I'm thinking on you?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.